This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Friday. Happy April the 19th. I am just called to make a quick video about the thing that everybody is talking about today, and that's the release of Taylor Swift's new album at midnight Eastern time today, April the 19th. So it was actually late on April the 18th for us in Utah, but I was in bed and asleep. But, you know, some of you may have listened to my previous videos and realized that Taylor Swift and I share a 21 degree Sagittarius sun. And she really came to my attention last summer when I was doing my Venus retrograde Heroine's Journey class, and her star rose and the Eras tour came out and all those kind of things. And I've been kind of looking at her chart a little bit and talking to a fellow Swiftie on Facebook who knows astrology but is not kind of out there as a professional astrologer. Her name's Holly. I'm only going to give the first name because I don't know if she wants me to kind of talk about it. Well, anyway, we've been rectifying her chart. So I'm not going to give all the reasons why I think it's the chart that I'm going to put up. I just want to talk about the release of the album and why that part fits. So as I mentioned, the album was released at midnight in Eastern time. So let's have a quick look at the transits for that. I don't want to be on forever. So we have done some digging and looked at her appearance and various other things. And we are pretty sure she's actually a late Sagittarius rising with all of her Capricornian business acumen based in her first house here. And her Aquarius Venus close to the second house. Okay. And that would make her a Libra midheaven. And, you know, she's really attractive. She's really pretty. A lot of the other times out there give her a Scorpio rising, which I'm not going to say is not pretty or attractive, but Scorpio rising usually has this more intimidating kind of presence, sometimes with a bit of a hooded kind of eye look. She does have that piercing Scorpio stare to a degree, but for goodness sake, she has Mars and Pluto in Scorpio. Anyway, so that's one reason we looked at how she looks. The other time that's out there is Capricorn rising. Well, you know, I don't think she looks like Capricorn rising either. But she does have all that Capricorn in the first house, including Saturn in Capricorn in the first house. And so that's another reason. She has kind of these, you know, quite big teeth and you know, nice strong thighs, which are very Sagittarius rising kind of looks. And I actually shared a picture because I have a 21 degree Sagittarius sun and I have actually a 28 degree Sagittarius rising. And I shared a picture with my friend, rectification friend, of me when I was about 15. And she's like, "Oh, God, you look like Taylor." And I was like, "Really? Well, I don't think we've just got these kind of some similarities in our features and the shape and things like that. Or especially when I was younger, you can see it." So that get us such as thinking, and we did a lot of kind of rectification about some of the bigger incidences in her life including all the Kanye Kim incidences about their lyrics and the date that Kanye jumped on the stage and the time she kind of disappeared from view for a year because of all the Kanye Kim kind of stuff. And so anyway, we've come up with this time and I feel it's right. And I also used my trusty pendulum tool to confirm to the degree and the minute. And this is what the pendulum told me. And I can tell you that when I rectified my own chart, the pendulum confirmed it for me and it was right, or it was like at least validated by another astrologer who is an expert on chart rectification. So go with it. All right. That is Taylor Swift's chart there. To my mind, Libra midheaven makes so much choice, so much sense. It really kind of makes sense that she's Jupiterian. You know, she's just like so creative. But it also makes sense that she has that Jupiter and like prolific Jupiter. But also, she has a Cancer moon. And in the seventh house, everybody that meets her says how kind she is. Cancer moons are very kind generally. Now, the other times put the moon in different places. The seventh house is when you meet other, or you meet the other person, and this is the other people in your life. And everybody who meets her just says she's just the kindest, nicest person. There's also other things. Mars was pretty close to her Chiron here when Kanye jumped on the stage. Jupiter in Cancer, you could say, all those multiple boyfriends as she seeks love. But I think Travis could be the one. But let's look at the album release. Well, look at this angles now. 19 degrees Aries was the degree of the eclipse with Chiron conjunct. And if you haven't listened to the album yet, it's really kind of spilling the guts and the beans on all the people that have hurt her through the words and plays on words until this point where she feels like she's ready to kind of, she's done with it. Also, she's got Jupiter and Uranus conjunct, and that's conjunct tomorrow in the fifth house of romance, and she's got this new romance, ding ding ding. Also, Mercury and Venus had an exact conjunction yesterday at 17 degrees of Aries, right on her IC and opposing that. The South Node has just not long ago passed over the top of her chart, and the North Node has gone back into her third house of like direct, like talking voice. This is my voice. You know, I'm me. I've found who I am. I'm gonna speak it loud and clear in a way. And this is her prenatal Venus star point. The North Node is on that, so it's bringing out her Venusian gifts in a different way. It's just, you can't make it up. So what, you know, because her angle is 19 degrees, her IC, where the eclipse was, you might say, well, she knows astrology a little bit, so why didn't she pick April the 8th? Well, you know, she likes numbers as well, and she likes Fridays. She often does things on Fridays, and 90 is one and a nine, and it's the 19th, so why not pick the 19th? One, new beginnings, nine, endings on the 19th at 19 degrees. Maybe, I can't speak for her. You know, I just think there's too many darn coincidences for this album release. Also, you know, just a couple of other things. You know, Saturn has moved into her third house, kind of letting go of all this old stuff. It really, before I'd looked at all this, as I was talking to my friend, I said, this really feels like a, I'm done with all that now. I'm kind of stronger. I'm now 34. I'm now past my first Saturn return. I know who I am. I've kind of mastered it. I've done the Eras Tour, going through all my past catalogue. I've been re-releasing all my own versions of things. And anyway, that's what it speaks to me. But look where Mars is as well. And of course, I know this because it's square my own sun. Mars is square her 12th house sun. She's as a 12th house Sagittarius sun myself, we are quite easily hurt by these hidden enemies that come out. Might not always show it. We've got this tough cookie outer shell. I've also got Saturn in Capricorn in my first house, so I don't always show when people like sting me. But what a perfect day to say, no, I'm cutting you out. I'm not letting this happen anymore. That's how it feels to me anyway. So that's just this album release. And it's also on her Eris, which is kind of just saying, I'm done. I'm kind of throwing the apple in and kind of outing you all for all the kind of awful things you did to me. And I know a lot of people go, oh, it's just teen diary stuff. Well, it's not. She's just a wordsmith, a poet. She expresses her feelings in the words. And if they're not for you, that's fine. Now, I do want to just show you another reason why we think it's this date. In fact, actually, I can use a recently used chart. And I'm not going to go all the way back to the date, but her progressed ascendant moved into Aquarius back around the turn of the year, very early in January, when her new relationship really burst out. She had been going to the games and things, but it was as the Super Bowl approached, that the fever kind of went higher. And also on January the 7th, when her progressed ascendant and progressed Venus before it retrograded back into Capricorn were actually conjunct, pretty much, she appeared at the Golden Globes in a dress that was not very Taylor-like from before. It was very kind of mermaidy and shimmery and very kind of close fitting, very Aquarian it feels like. And her progressed ascendant, her appearance had progressed into Aquarius, and so she's going to show up as more Aquarian than Capricorn, which she'd been for the last 30 years. But also, her progressed Venus went into Aquarius and then turned retrograde. Well, she was born with Venus in Aquarius, but her progressed Venus is in Capricorn, moving back to her progressed Sun, which is also heading to Aquarius, all in the first house. And that's almost like a review of all those past relationships and how it's affected her identity. If we could look at, say, her progress chart for next year, for example, let's go. You can see that those two are getting closer and closer together. But also, her progressed Hygieia is coming up to her ascendant. This album is kind of her breakout healing kind of energy. Okay, so back to the progress chart just for today. And one other thing I want to say is that, I, oh, no, that's, sorry. Actually, I'm going to put January 1, 2024. I'm not going to get them exact. And this is the last thing I'm going to talk about. Well, her progressed moon, you can see that Venus was in Aquarius back in January. Okay, so, but her progressed moon, probably before this, I think September, say mid December, was perhaps when she first showed up at Travis's game. I think they started dating in the summer sometime. I'm not that big a Swiftie yet. But also this is, the time that she started to come into my attention as Venus was retrograde, and I started listening to her because of just things I was noticing about how she was rising according to the Venus rising and the Venus star point. So at that point, her progressed moon was still in Virgo. And then it moved into Libra. Well, can I tell you, Libra is more about romance. Look how much freer she seems in the current romance that she's in. She seems to be full of joy and fun, which is very Libra. But by December, her progressed moon was leaving more serious Virgo, where it had been for about 2.5 years. That's where progressed moons, how long they spend usually in a sign. By January the 1st, her progressed moon had moved into Libra, and that's sitting on my North Node. And that's when I started becoming a real full-on Swiftie. You can't make this stuff up. And we've got all these things, we've got the same signs in the same houses, we've got the same degree sun. You can't make this stuff up. And look, there's that Venus and Ascendant were pretty close together. Anyway, if you're interested, you're interested. If you're not, you're not. But we're also pretty sure that this is her rising sign and that this is her birth time based on a gazillion things. I will add that the Venus star point, where she kind of rose, last summer, her star really rose with her Eras tour and re-releasing her Taylor's version of her albums. The Venus star point was at 20 Leo, as she was also meeting Travis Kelce in her eighth house, bringing her out of that eighth house and pushing her towards her North Node in Aquarius, more freedom, more being able to be herself. I've noticed the difference in the short time I've really been watching her. She's really able. She's really kind of coming out as her unique individual person. So I hope you found that interesting. If not, just wait for the other videos that I do. But see you next time.